This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Well, there has been quite a bit of coverage the past couple of weeks of the destruction caused by Hurricane Harvey, later Tropical Storm Harvey. I'm wondering what you folks think of what you read and heard and saw. What did you think about how the news media handled its coverage of this disaster?
I've seen that journalists being thrust upon to do something and doing their job as usual, but also at the same time having to try to balance their humanity and empathy when people are in need to make sure that they are not only informing but also maybe giving a helping hand. And I think them just doing their jobs is essentially them doing their jobs is giving a helping hand to these folks. I mean, without them, you know, radio, especially TV news, especially, I think, are the only source that these folks have. Those folks that maybe still have radios or have television sets wherever they're holed up. And I think this goes to show how valuable media is while it's been under recent history under attack.
More so than social media. Social media has not really played a role in coverage of this.
Well, I think social media definitely has. You've seen people doing live hits on Facebook Lives, and showing people what the devastation is and trying to connect people with their family members. Some people lost their phones. There was a case in Texas where an older man did not have his phone. It had been, destroyed by the flood. And he did not know anyone's phone numbers, which I think we can all relate to. I don't necessarily memorize phone numbers anymore. So if I didn't have my phone, I would be kind of lost. And they could not find, I guess his family could not find him. So they ended up reaching out to CNN. They did a story out there, and they put out pictures of this man, and they were able to connect him. Able to find him at a hotel. He had been holed up in a DoubleTree hotel, and the people at the hotel actually had recognized him. So that was helpful in connecting the families together. And you've seen, there are plenty of stories like that where people just don't know where they are, where all the family members are. So I think social media has been useful. I think the cable networks have been doing a pretty good job for the most part. There have been a couple instances of people having a little bit of backlash against having a microphone stuck in their face at shelters and that kind of thing. I saw a report where a reporter was interviewing a woman, and she had a couple children with her, and the woman struck out at her verbally and said, you're thrusting this microphone in my face, and people have lost everything. And she got really upset, and the reporter stopped interviewing her at some point during that, because she apologized. She said, "I'm sorry." And then they went back to the main anchor, and they said, we have a lot of people who are really emotionally charged right now, and we upset this person and apologized for that. But for the most part, I think it's been appropriate coverage.
It's kind of a weird position to be in. In the 18 years I've worked here at Tri-States Public Radio, I've covered two or three significant floods along the Mississippi River. And you go into some of these towns that you generally don't cover. For example, Pontoosic, this small town right on the Mississippi River. And you go in there and you want to tell these people stories. You want a larger audience to understand what these people are going through, but yet they're going through a very difficult time and perhaps don't want a microphone stuck in their face. Even those people who are willing to talk to you, I walk away wondering, is there something more I should be doing? Should I run out and grab a whole bunch of bottled water and bring it back here? Is that my role? It's a weird position as a reporter to be in.
It's unusual. I've been thrust in situations. I covered a tornado once and some flooding along the Mississippi down the river from where you were and are. And you think about, and it gives you some pause. You have a job to do. You're expected to come back with interviews, with sources, with content for a news story, whether print or broadcast. But at the same time, you see people just devastated. And I think we saw this 12 years ago with Katrina, and maybe this was some of the lessons learned. And I think there was some genuine empathy that some of the journalists had that were covering this as we watched it. And I think we're seeing it again replay itself with Harvey, where you might have a journalist on camera and they notice someone is struggling or helping someone on a raft or passing out bottled water. So, I think that's definitely – it's just we're only human, and I think we should react to those instincts. But at the same time, though, maintain our objectivity – but remain human beings as well, but also try to complete our jobs as reporters.
Yeah, well, and that's the difficult thing. I don't want to go out and bring in a bunch of supplies as if I'm trying to bribe the people to talk to me or reward them for talking to me. So it's always,
it's
for me, that's
line.
Very difficult.
It is. It's very difficult to try to, I agree, to try to weigh that and try to remain objective. So it's on a case-by-case basis. I think you just have to weigh that and see what you should do.
There have been a number of times that reporters have actually been in the middle of helping with rescues. I've seen that a number of times on CNN. Different reporters have actually come across people stranded in semis and things like that and got them out or waved police down to get them help. So, I mean, reporters have been called on a number of times to be in the middle of rescues. And we don't necessarily think that's part of our job, but it ends up becoming it because you're a person when it comes down to it, and you can't imagine not helping people. And objectivity and not getting too close to people, that was actually brought up in one of my classes this past week. And someone asked me, what do you do if you don't want to get too close? A student said that you don't want to get too close to your subjects. So how do you not do that? And I said, well, here's the thing. This is how I feel. As a person, sometimes you're always going to feel something about a story. And sometimes you don't need to be in necessarily the most neutral stance. You're covering a story about a child with cancer. What two sides there? I mean, why would you need to straddle a line? You're doing a story about a child who may be dying, and it really depends on what your whole point of doing the story is, if you're trying to get awareness out and things like that. But you're still a human being when it comes down to it. And there are some stories that you're not going to be the neutral person in there because there may be no neutral stance to take.
And I think it's a little different, my dilemma about bringing in supplies is different than seeing someone who's in a perilous situation and being able to offer some help. I would like to think I would certainly help someone if I could, help rescue them.
Yeah, I don't think, in that case, helping with carry some crates of bottled water won't change the scope or mm-hmm. make you any less objective as a reporter. There is a case of this, or there's a severe example of this. There was a Pulitzer Prize winning photo from, I believe, within the last 15 or 20 years, where somebody for AP or National Geographic, I forget the photographer, but he photographed the starvation that was going on, I believe, around Ethiopia. And his Pulitzer Prize winning photo was basically a young child basically near the point of death on the ground, and he had it framed in a vulture at the same spot. And the photographer was so torn about maybe not doing enough to help that young child. When the child died, the photographer took his own life months later. So, I mean, there's some extreme examples like this that do exist where you have to ask yourself, where's the point to which I need to lend a helping hand, and do I maintain my own objectivity as a reporter?
Okay, we need to wrap up this discussion for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.